No, very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind, and yesterday afternoon at Marlins Park, it was the last of three between the Marlins and the Astros, a battle between Jose Urania and Lance McCullers Jr. With recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Oh, for the Marlins, the end of what was a very rough nine-game homestand. They go 1-8 against the Cardinals, the Braves, and the Astros. And now they take a 14-25 record out onto the road for six against the Dodgers and the A's. The Astros 3-0 winners here this afternoon. Houston had beaten the Marlins 7-2 on Monday, 12-2 last night. The Marlins sent Jose Urania to the mound this afternoon to make his third start of the season against a hot pitcher for Houston, Lance McCullers Jr. We talked extensively during the broadcast about McCullers' connection to Jose Fernandez, close friends from their high school days in Tampa. They've worked out together in the offseason. They've shared a pitching coach. McCullers took it very hard when Jose tragically lost his life last September. He was pitching with Jose very much on his mind here at Marlins Park this afternoon. He turned in a performance that Jose would have been proud of. Wouldn't have been happy about it, not beating the Marlins, but he would have been proud of McCullers, who shut the Marlins down. Six innings of three-hit shutout ball. He walked a couple, struck out three, got through six on 95 pitches. And we didn't know it at the time, but the Astros gave him the only run he would need in inning number one. George Springer, a leadoff double against Jose Urania. Two batters later, he was at second base for Jose Altuve.
Here's the 3-2 pitch, and Altuve pulls it on the ground off the glove of the third baseman, Derek Dietrich, down the line. Rounding third is Springer. He'll come on. He'll score. The throw to second, and safe at second base on a slide in there is Altuve. 1-0 Houston here in the first.
Start of a big day for Altuve, who went 4-for-5 in this game. He had four extra base hits, two doubles, and two triples. His first ever four extra base hit game, his first ever two triple game. The Astros had that 1-0 lead in the top of the first. Marlins had a chance. They loaded the bases against McCullers on a couple hit batsmen and a walk in their half of the first, but Derek Dietrich with two outs grounded to second, and it stayed a 1-0 game all the way into inning number six. Jose Urania able to work out of some trouble. Pitched around a leadoff walk in the second, worked around a triple and hit by pitch in the third inning. The Astros couldn't do anything with a two-out walk in the fourth, couldn't do anything with a two-out triple in the fifth. But in the sixth, after Urania got the first two men out, he allowed a single to Alex Bregman. He then hit Jake Marisnyk with a pitch, and the Astros had runners at first and second with two outs. Marlins hoping to get Urania through six in this ballgame in a 1-0 affair. And with the pitcher, Lance McCullers Jr. coming up, it looked as though Urania was out of the inning.
The 0-1 to McCullers, and up with it is D. Gordon. Makes a soft toss to the second baseman, to the second base area. And the shortstop covered there and could not stay on the bag and reach it. That should have been the third out of the inning, and it's a bad play by D. Gordon.
He got lazy. He got a little fancy there. Just the casual backhand flip. He had plenty of time to make a good flip. But he didn't do it, and that meant that Urania would have to continue against the top of the order with the bases loaded, two outs in the sixth inning, and George Springer and the Astros made him pay.
Here's the 1-2. A ball grounded to the right side. Diving for it, unable to get it, is Bohr. It shoots out to Stanton. One run is home. A second run comes home, and it's 3-0 Astros.
Now, when you're going the way the Marlins are going right now, that one little mistake is something the Astros were able to pounce on. They took advantage with a Springer two-run single. They broke it open 3-0. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Urania, 5 2/3 innings, six hits, three runs, only one earned. He walked two, struck out 306 pitches, a season high, 64 strikes. We told you McCullers with six innings of three-hit shutout ball. And both bullpens were on point here today for the Marlins. Harlan Garcia, Kyle Bearclaw, Brad Ziegler, and Brian Ellington combined on 3 1/3 innings of two-hit shutout relief, no walks, four strikeouts. Very good to see Brad Ziegler with a 1-2-3 inning in the eighth. Marlins need to get him back on track. And for the Astros, Chris Devenski with a no-hit, no-run seventh inning. Will Harris pitched a perfect eighth, and in the ninth, the closer, Ken Giles came on. He issued a two-out walk to JT Riddle, but he got pinch hitter Tyler Moore to line to center to end the ballgame. And the Astros win this one 3-0. They win the series 3-0. They head home now after a terrific 6-1 road trip. For Houston, 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors, 10 men left on base. For the Marlins, no runs, 3 hits and an error. They strand 9 in the contest. Lance McCullers Jr., the winner, 4-1. Jose Urania, the tough luck loser, 1-2. Ken Giles saved number 11. Time of the game, 2 hours, 52 minutes, with a crowd of 24,699 here to see it. The Astros improved baseball's best record to 29-12. They're now 15-6 on the road. They've won 9 of 10, 14 of 17, and they've gone 25-8 since a 4-4 start. As for the Marlins, well, they fall to 14-25, a season worst, 11 games under 500, 6-14, 20 games into their home schedule. Miami 1-8 on the homestand. The Marlins have lost 17 of 21. They've dropped 20 of their last 27. And if the Nationals win tonight against Pittsburgh, the Marlins would fall 12 back in the NL East. Our Aquafina stats of the game for Jose Urania, another strong outing. He's made 3 starts for the Marlins now with a 1.52 ERA. He's allowed 3 earned runs in 17 2/3 innings over his 3 starts, but just 1 win, 2 losses to show for it, as the Marlins haven't scored for Urania his last 2 outings. 1 run in the last game against Atlanta, nothing here today. On the other side, Lance McCullers Jr., 6 innings of 3-hit shutout ball for the Astros. He has not allowed a run in his last 17 innings over his last 3 starts. And if you go back even a little bit further, you'll find a 22-inning stretch now in which he's allowed simply 1 unearned run. No earned runs allowed by McCullers over his last 22 innings. He was magnificent here today. Those are our Aquafina stats of the game. Aquafina for happy bodies.
So the Marlins fall to 14-25. The Houston Astros improve to a MLB best 29-12. Lance McCullers improves to 4-1 on the season, while Jose Urania falls to 1-2. But Urania, another very, very strong start, and he has certainly solidified himself in this rotation. The Marlins are out west in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers. It's the first of a 4-game series tonight. Hyungjin Ryu versus Edinson Volquez. It's a 10-10 first pitch at Dodger Stadium. We'll be on the air at 9:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us on the Marlins Radio Network.